In Acts chapter 16, if you got a Bible, Acts chapter 16, in the scripture this morning. Thank God for the Word of God. Amen. Acts chapter 16. Well, I can't read the whole chapter, but I want to just read a few verses and preach. You've got to help me. In the Bible here, the book of God said, verse number 9, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. And there stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Therefore, loosened from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis. From thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony, and we were in the city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized in her household, she besought us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. This is Paul's second missionary journey. The prior chapter, Barnabas had been with him. And now Silas has got with Paul. And then we find in the first verses of this chapter, Timothy joined him, who was, and I like what I read this little thought, and I thought it's pretty good. Timothy, his mother was a Jew and a believer, and his daddy was a Greek. And Timothy was circumcised because of the Jews to get the gospel, and he became all things to all men that he might save some. For Timothy, thank God, was also my friend, the Greek and Jew, as far as parents. Amen. And he was Paul's convert, it looks like. Amen. Even though Eunice and Lois had great influence on his life. From a child, he is taught the Holy Scriptures, which were able to make him wise unto salvation, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And on this journey here, it looks like to me that Paul is waiting on a voice from God to know where to go. Thank God. And then in a night's sleep, a vision came to him, a divine vision. Thank God that gave him a voice, amen, from Macedonia, amen, for him to go there, amen. And we find here that they go to Macedonia. Thank God, Macedonia, amen, was in northern Greece as well as Thessalonica and Berea. And they was going there to preach the gospel. I think about Paul's life and how Paul, thank God, was, my friend, is so consumed with the gospel, so consumed with the work of God. And he was willing to go anywhere God told him in the ministry. And wouldn't it be amazing? Here we're in the county, has probably got over 300 assemblies and all kind of denominations. We know that. But they went to places that they didn't have a gospel witness. They went to places where there wasn't no preaching going on. Even though when we get into this text here this morning, where they went there in Macedonia, there was no synagogue. Amen. They were Romans. Amen. Listen. And thank God Paul went there with the intent, amen, to preach the gospel unto them. I'm telling you this morning, friend, why are we here? I've got to ask myself that question. Why am I here? I'm here for the gospel's sake. Everything's for the gospel's sake. Amen. Listen, Paul said, I do all things for the gospel's sake. I understand, you know, not everybody's the Apostle Paul, but everybody's saved as a part of the ministry of God and where to get the gospel out. Now, no matter whether you're a preacher or not, thank God, God, you're a witness of grace. And you also, thank God, are my friend, a part of the local assembly, praise God, that's been charged by God, amen, with the gospel. I'm interested in the book of Acts. I've been really interested in what I've been reading in the book of Acts and what it fired me in my soul to realize that God wants me, amen, to be completely committed unto the gospel. It's not just three times a week. It's my life. It's my being. It's what moves me. It's why I live. Even though we enjoy blessings from God, amen, we are, thank God, ambassadors, representatives for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're to give ourselves to the ministry of the gospel. And when I see this, praise God for the gospel. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. And a man's not going to be saved without hearing about Jesus Christ. Hey, God, but God don't have no children that's never heard of Jesus Christ and has not come through Jesus Christ. He is the only way. Brother, listen, there's no other way given among men whereby we must be saved. We must be born again. The kingdom of God is within you. It comes by the new birth. The kingdom of God and the King of Kings has set up His abode in you through Holy Ghost, that we live and move and have our being within the Holy Ghost. He's the only one that can preach. He's the only one that can minister. He's the only one that can speak and work in hearts. Without the aid of the Holy Ghost, we're dead men. We have no life without Him. Without Him moving, there's no movement in the heart of people. There's no works of God. Amen. Until He lets, and He will come one day, and the Holy Ghost will leave with the bride. He will not come and live in people in the tribulation period. I believe He'll come upon them, but I don't believe it'll be an indwelling like it is in a New Testament day. I believe, praise God, we're soon to leave out. How soon, preacher, don't know, but I'm telling you, what's going on now is not by accident. I like what Brother Wayne Henderson said. He sent me a little message, and he said, isn't it amazing that a little woman ate some illegal meat? Amen. Kicked the whole world into my friend, nothing, doing nothing. Amen. What a big God. To take a little something and thank God shut down the whole thing. Friend, ain't nothing too hard for God. Amen. God's in charge. You say, why's all this going on? Plan of God. I can't say nothing else, but God's got a plan. I don't know the underlying of everything, but I know one thing. Everything God does, He does right. I want to tell you this. God's will ain't a safe place all the time. God's will's the perfect place. And a lot of people think, well, God, listen. Paul left Lystra laying. Thank God they stoned him. I like what he said. Thank God the church started with some sweat and blood. Amen. Right there, brethren, they stoned this man. But it didn't stop God. Anything we go through ain't going to stop God. He'll never leave the place of authority. He'll never leave the place, my friend, this morning. Thank God we can trust Him. Sometimes my flesh fears. Sometimes my flesh doubts. But He ain't flinched one time. He ain't had to wonder one time. He ain't scratched His head one time. Thank God everything's moving His way. And brethren, listen. Thank God, brethren, listen. God planned the church here to do His will and glorify Him. And I'm glad, thank God, that we can do it. Amen. That's right. Thank God for it. Amen. Bless the Lord. I was thinking last night. I was just thinking about the church here and praying. And I thought, you know, God's richly blessed us. Amen. I mean, richly blessed us. I know that the blessing of God's on this house of God. And I say this morning, God's got a lot of different ages in this church. And it's amazing to me. I was telling my wife last night, and brethren, we rejoice in this fact. There's not many a men in this church, I mean, that you couldn't call on and say, come up here and give us a message. Come up here and read some scripture and give us some good understanding. That's God, friend. Amen. We're just not meeting in sociality. We're just not meeting friend, these people's growing in grace. These people's growing in knowledge. You can't grow in knowledge if you don't have grace. You grow in grace and knowledge. And brother, listen, he sent these, thank God, these men, amen. And some people thought Luke was already there. Don't know if he was or not. It don't say who the man was in the vision. But brother, listen, it was somebody that said, come and help us. Come to Macedonia and help us. And when they got off there, no doubt, they seen them men, brother, and they said, here's four men, they ain't like us. They ain't dressed like us. Them Romans had so many traditions and dressings and customs. And here Paul, he was a Roman, amen. But listen, thank God, friend, they got off there. I believe Paul said, where's the synagogue? And they said, we don't have one. Thank God, Paul said, where are you meeting at? And they said, well, there's a little group of women. Thank God, they're meeting down there by the river. Amen. That's right. Amen. Paul joined himself with them. Thank God, he went down there, brother. Amen. And there's these women. They say they come in the time of prayer. They're down there praying, sitting and praying. I believe about them women that was there. I don't believe those believers as far as the conversion of salvation. But I believe they was living by the life they had. I believe they was, thank God, had been taught some Judaism. And they, listen, I believe they feared God like Cornelius did. But I don't believe that's believers. Amen. The Bible said, thank God, Paul, amen, opened the Word of God. Amen. He preached to them. Amen. He preached the Word to them. I tell you this morning, praise God. There was a day God preached to you. Amen. I think about my conversion. It's amazing. How God saved me. It's just amazing. If you sit down and think of how God got a hold of your heart and saved you, it's amazing how God put it on you, how God brought conviction and brought you to guilt over sin. But how God, thank God, did not lead you there. That God opened your heart to the gospel. I'm telling you, it's amazing. How can a man believe what we believe this morning had not God opened your heart to it? Amen. Ain't no way. Ain't no way I was going to hell. Amen. I was living for myself. I didn't have no interest in this. I had no interest in the Scriptures. I had no interest in God. Amen. I went to a little old Methodist church growing up because my mama took us. And it was boring. It wasn't no good. I don't say that in a bad way, but I tell you, the only thing it taught me is you're supposed to go in the building to assemble. Amen. But it didn't teach me nothing else. Amen. Join the Lutherans. How to play Saul Paul. Amen. Joined up. Thank God, this to play athletics in a church setting. Thank God, but I didn't know God. Amen. I didn't know God. And to thank God, the Holy Ghost started wooing in my heart. Amen. Dealing my soul. Hey, brother, he opened my heart up. He opened my ass up. Amen. That old man of God. Thank God. That old King James. Amen. Started preaching to my heart. And preaching a new birth. And he said, you must be born again. Oh, I got so mad at him. Amen. I struggled, brother. And I was struggling. I wanted what he was preaching. I didn't know how to get it. Thank God. You don't know how to get saved. People say, tell them how to get saved. How can you unless God speaks to you? Amen. That's right. Amen. Somebody could have took you down a Bible path and you never would have known what it was that the Holy Ghost interpreted truth to you and let you know what it is. And women was by that riverside. They needed a voice. They needed a man of God. How shall they hear without a preacher? Whom God gave to every man a minister of the grace of God. That the grace of God, thank God, has been sowed in my heart and brought forth a spiritual birth. Thank God, now I can proclaim the gospel because I know the gospel. That don't mean knowledge up here. It means something in here that God produced by Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost, he had a wanted person in a lot of places today, even in Baptist churches. It's not by word only. Amen. It does take the word. Faith comes back. But brother, it takes the Holy Ghost. And brother, I'm a big believer in it. I believe the Acts is not the Acts of the Apostles. It's the Acts of the Holy Ghost. Through the Apostles. Amen. And when Jesus left, left, He left them with the same mission, the same charge. And brethren, He gave power to them. He said, the Holy Ghost power shall come upon you, and you'll be a witness of what I've done. Amen. Brethren, listen. It didn't take them long, thank God, in Acts chapter number 2, that the Holy Ghost filled them all. He spake the Word of God. Amen. With tongues. That's right. Amen. Every man heard them speak when it went through their ears. They heard them speak in their own language. Amen. Brother, that's amazing. Right? What a miracle of all them there. Amen. Aren't these not Galileans, and we hear them speak in our own language? Hey, God, I heard them speak. Amen. If you'd have been there, hey, God, you'd have heard it in your own dialect and language of the gospel, of the good news. And when they heard that, that's pricked in their heart. And they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? And He said, repent. Amen. Repent. I still believe repentance. I still believe you got to repent. I don't believe you can repent that God breaks your will and draws you to repentance and you make a turn by grace. Amen. But God's in charge of that. A man will never repent until he sees he needs he has to repent. Amen. That's right. Acts chapter 3, they go into the temple to pray. Here's a man God put there. Amen. Begging alms. Couldn't walk. Amen. Peter says, silver and gold have I none, such as I have, give unto thee. Rise up and walk. That man rises up, goes into the temple, praise God, leaping and praising God. And they say, this man here, thank God, amen, these men have been preaching Christ, resurrection, throw them in prison, bring them out the next day. Peter preaches to them, thank God, about the chief cornerstone. Jesus is the only way. Amen. And the finality of it is they beat them and loose them because they knew a notable miracle had been done on a man over 40 years old. And you go on, Acts chapter 5, dealings of God in the church. The church grows. Acts chapter 6, they choose 7 men full of faith, full of the Holy Ghost. Thank God to feed the widows. Amen. Acts chapter 8, the great message in Samaria that brought joy, brought converts. Philip was there preaching, left the revival. Thank God, met a man out in the desert, opened the Bible up, preached to him in the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said, thank God that man believed, was baptized, and he went on his way. Acts 9, greatest chapter in Acts, in my opinion. Thank God is when the man saw, amen, on his road to Damascus. Thank God. The light shined on him, brethren. It wasn't just a light. It was the light. It was a light of God shined on him. And he fell to the earth and he heard the voice of God. And he got saved. Amen. A man that hated God, hated Christ, persecuted the church. And now he's saved by the grace of God. I'm telling you now, he's our preacher. Amen. He preaches to us. Amen. Thank God what he wrote to us. He's our preacher. Amen. That's right. Chapter 10, Cornelius gets saved. Chapter 11, Peter rehearses it and says he's granted repentance to the Gentiles. Chapter 12, there's a prayer meeting in Mark's house. Peter's got out of prison. It's always action. Think about the book of Acts. It's action. They're praying in that house. He knocks on the door and they don't even believe he got out. Amen. That's right. They said, no, that's his angel. Said, no, that was him. Praise God. Amen. Acts chapter number 13, the church at Antioch. Amen. Paul and them go out. Praise God on the missionary journey. Amen, brother. Listen, all that contention, that confront. Listen, when Paul was, there was people after him, the whole life he lived, was trying to kill him. They hated him to deny the law of Moses for his salvation, for his justification. They hated a man didn't believe in circumcision, in salvation experience. Hey, God, there's people that did not want him to go to the heathen. There's people that did not want him to go to the Greek. They didn't want him to go. That's why they said, we'll have him killed. We don't want him. We got to take him out. That's why the Jews destructed him. Tried to destruct everything he did. That's why they went behind him and tried to destroy what God had done to him. He was always in opposition. And now he stands in Philippi. Thank God now he's preaching by a riverside. Amen. And here's a woman named Lydia. She was a seller of purple. Probably made the garments for the king, the emperor. Amen. Probably Caesar wore what she made. Amen. Purple, seller of purple. No doubt purple garments. Amen. I believe she was kind of leader of them women by that riverside. It said she went to pray. That's what it says. Amen. It says there, that prayer, seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, worship God, heard us. Notice this, whose heart the Lord opened. on the great day that Paul preached to her, the Lord opened her heart. It wasn't her a physical heart. It was her inward person. It was her thought. It was her mind. When the Holy Ghost opens a man up, He works on everything. That's right. He works on your mind. He'll deal with your mind. You can't shake it. He'll work on your heart. You can't, amen, you can't, my friend. Listen, if you ever get dealt with by God and God work on your heart, you'll never have to scratch your head and say, I wonder what's going on. He'll deal with you, son, put you to the lowest you can go. Amen. These women here was praying. He opened her heart to the gospel. The Bible said, notice, and she attended to the things which are spoken upon. She attended to what He said. If you're going to get saved, you're going to have to be attention. And God knows how to get your attention. Amen. You say, well, my boy ain't saved. My daughter ain't saved. If God gets their attention, they'll wake up. Amen. She wasn't looking for Paul when she went out by the riverside. She wasn't looking, but she didn't say to them girls, now somebody's going to come by today. No, they was just out there praying the best they knew. Amen. They was out there worshiping the best they knew. And here this man of God, God sends out there, amen, preaches to them by the riverside. Amen. God touches that woman's heart and opens her heart. Amen. She got saved. Amen. That was a lot of women out there praying. And I'm going to say this. I don't know, brother. Listen, I don't think there was a man out there. If there had been, there wouldn't have been but one probably. But them women was out there praying. Thank God. And Paul come and preached to them at the river. Amen. That's right. Do what God tells you. Notice this here. And she was baptized in her household. That's household salvation two times in these scriptures. The Philippian jailer's house got saved. Lydia's house got saved. This is what I believe right here. I believe they baptized her right then. I don't believe they waited. I don't believe they said, now can we have a vote whether this woman be baptized or not? That's right, buddy. He baptized a eunuch right there. Amen. Listen, friend, we say we believe the Word of God. We preach that. Amen. Listen, friend, if somebody has a great experience of salvation, you don't have to wait to baptize them. Thank God we can go to the river. It's at the river. Amen. The household, it says a household got saved. Notice this here. She bets all of us saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. It looks like because she constrained them, amen, the first response was, well, we can't do that. That's just not our custom to go in somebody else's house like this right now. But she constrained them. I'm going to tell you what, you don't want a good sign of being saved. You'll want people of God around you. Amen. You'll want people of God in your house. Amen. Listen, I believe this. I believe she brought them in. I believe she fed them. I believe they had a good place to sleep. And I believe they had prayer meetings there. Amen. I believe, in fact, she was one of the first. She was the one, thank God, that God used to inspire the whole thing to start church there. Paul was the man of God. But God used her, amen, Lydia, amen, to start a church there. Praise God. I bless the Lord for that. Amen. Hey. Listen, friend, there was a time. Amen. I can't even go back. I don't know when. But there was a time that a church was started here. That's right. Amen. I'm going to tell you, there's been places that churches have started that they're not even operating now. That's right. So that's why He said, commit thou the faithful men. They may be a teachers also. That's why, listen, boys, that's why to God, I want y'all to be filled with the knowledge of God. That's right. One day, brother, listen, I don't know when Jesus is coming. He could come today. I don't know. And you don't know. But thank God, we to continue and carry on. Amen. Thank God what God started. Amen. Right, starting young people. Listen, the book of Acts don't have an amen at the end of it. What's that mean, preacher? It means that what he started, continued. Listen, I know what people say. They told me that. They say, preacher, now wait a minute. That was just for the apostles. Really? There are some things that God did give the apostles that we don't have today, but this whole thing is not just for the apostles. Brother, listen, this is a church. This is churches being started. He's dealing with local assemblies. Amen. Thank God he wanted the church to continue in these things. In fact, you read the first century church. Brother, listen, there wasn't a whole lot of difference. It had God in it. And they continued. Now, when that thing, and we can go to church history, and there's a lot of things happened down through the years. It's not even, it's traditions that's entered the church. It's not even biblical traditions. But the thing of it is, the main thing is what I'm preaching to your heart this morning. There's a lady outside this door. I thought about you, brother, and I thought about that brother was here the other night. And I just be honest with you, I thought, you know, how exciting would it be if God called us to go somewhere they really needed a New Testament church? Instead of living in a county where there's all these churches around, you wouldn't get upset at me to say, we got too many churches. I mean, really, there's a lot of religion. I've said this, and I'll say it again. Over half the denominations in this county need to be shut down, brother, because they're just playing social games. They have no true gospel. What is the gospel, preacher? It's the good news preached to your heart. Right. What it is. But I'm going to say this. The way you're preaching, it's got to put it on my heart. If this church is going to go any further with God, it's got to obey God. And obeying God is the gospel's sake. It's about the gospel. Amen. And God calling men to the ministry of the gospel. It is a God call. That's why he said, pray ye therefore the Lord to harvest, send forth laborers in the harvest. Pray the Lord to send forth laborers in the harvest. It's God's business to send forth laborers in the harvest. Amen. I'm going to tell y'all young men, listen to me. I don't call nobody to preach. I couldn't even call my own self. But I'm telling you this. If God touches your heart with the gospel ministry, I want to say get in it. I remember when God saved me, there's a lot of men said they was called to preach. We had a lot of preachers in them days. There's very few today. God blessed us with some in the church. But I'm telling you what, you can't have too many preachers preaching the gospel. You can't. Why did Paul have, and he went out, amen, and Barnabas went with Mark, amen, but listen, Paul and Timothy and Silas and Luke, amen, thank God they're all together, hey brother, listen, thank God, Jesus sent them out by twos. I just wonder what we've done today as far as the ministry of the gospel and what we ought to do in getting the gospel out. I mean that. I'm going to tell you, Mama, Miss Linda, amen, you raised your children under the gospel. Even though God saved you in 94, you might have been that Lydia by the riverside praying and worshiping the best you knew how. Amen. That's right. Amen. Thank God the Holy Ghost opened her heart. Thank God has saved her. Amen. Look at her grandchildren this morning. Amen. I know they need an act of God, working of God. All people do. Thank God for what He has done. Amen. Brother, listen. Thank God, I believe the yes. I believe the mama. You might disagree. I believe the mama, amen, is a preacher of her children. Amen. Right. Amen. That's right, buddy. Lydia, thank buddy, I'm telling you, her household got saved because of her. That daddy is the president of that home. He's the authority of that home. That God put there, but that mama, thank God, so wasn't it ministers. She ministers to that home. There's something about it, praise God. I'm telling you, when there's some mamas in the home, thank God, to have an open heart to God this morning. Amen. That's right, buddy. Amen. We've been sidetracked. I've been sidetracked. Look at all the avenues we have today that God's give us to get the word out. I mean, it's unbelievable. All the word we have today and the access we have to get the gospel out. Amen. Listen, is not this what's going on right now an access time? Amen. Of a fearful world. Amen. To preach the gospel to a lost and dying world. Amen. So bless me. Thank God, hallelujah. I'm telling you, praise God, I like it. Hear me? I'm just saying, brother, thank God, follow God. Go where God says. Amen, friend. He didn't. Thank God, call us to just see it. He called us to go. Amen. Right. He said, go. Go. Man sleeping one night, thank God. A vision come to him. Say, preacher, you believe in visions? I believe in inward visions. I believe in inward visions. I believe God speaks to a man inwardly. I don't believe in all these. I don't think you can just go by signs. Me and Brother Mibby's talking this week. He said, you know, he said, it ain't like something just happens in front of you and that's how you do it. It's the Holy Ghost. That's right, too. Holy Ghost. Amen. I mean, I don't believe we're living in the day of Gideon where you throw out a fleece. I mean, you can do that if you want to. But I just don't. I believe we got the Holy Spirit. And I believe that's how He speaks. You hear me? I'm not trying to throw away everything God could do through something else, but I'm just saying there's a voice of God in you. And that voice of God leads you. And that man had come to him from Macedonia, thank God, was sent from God. Amen. Because he is seeking God where to go. And God appeared to him in that vision at night while he was asleep. And has God not never spoke to you? God, I'm telling you, he woke me up the other night. That's been pounding my mind with a verse. And it's lasted the whole day long. And God, and I joined in it. He's a God friend all the time. He don't sleep. He speaks to his own people. Amen. My God, that's right. Praise God. You don't have to come to me and say, did you get a word for the Lord from me? No, He's got one for you. Amen. I'm giving you what God gave me when I study this thing. But thank God, you don't have to wait on me. Thank God, He's going to give it to you. Little key, He gives it to you to lead your family. Right? He's going to give it to you. Now, thank God for your wife, and she can talk to you about what the Lord has put in her heart, but it's still you. Amen. But when it comes to Miss Tasha praying and reading that Bible and teaching them children, that's the Holy Ghost communicating to her. And I'll be honest with you, don't think bad about me. That's why I don't read cut and dried books. I'm reading something I want somebody to say, now, this is what I've been taught of God. Not the seminary, nor the Baptist Theological Seminary, or any of that. I want to give you something that God spoke to me about. And I can read it, and I can have discernment. We scared to death to follow the Holy Spirit. Scared to death. You say, why? Because what people think. Amen. And I'm telling you what, buddy. If that Holy Ghost ever speaks to you about something, He comes to you and says this to you, don't you ever doubt Him. Amen. That's right. But the Holy Spirit of God's the one. Amen. He says, amen. The Spirit wouldn't even let them go preach in Asia. It forbade them right then at that time. It said, that's forbidden to go. Amen. He said, why didn't you go? I was forbidden at that time to go. That's right. I was forbidden at that time to go. Amen. See, you might think something's all right, but the Holy Ghost might say, no, I want you doing this. That's right. He might say, wait. That's the hardest thing you'll do is wait. The Holy Ghost comes to you. See, that's the joy about living for God. It ain't about coming in this building. I love y'all. I want to meet with y'all. And that ain't what it's about. It is about this, but it's also about living for Him every day and the Holy Ghost working in your life and fellowship and relationship, speaking to you and worshiping Him. Thank God, brother. That's amazing. Amen. It's amazing how God took His abode up in your life.
Right.
Thank God sitting on your couch. You can open that Bible and God says, I'm glad you did, son. I'm going to talk to you. And I'm going to tell you what, don't take this wrong. You don't even have to open your Bible for Him to do it. Amen. I can preach without my Bible. Amen. The message is in here, friend. I can preach without my Bible. I don't have to have a Bible. If I went in a place I said, I'm going to get up and preach, didn't have a Bible, they'd say, what's wrong with that man? But brother, the message is in here. They wasn't carrying around a Bible. That's right. Amen. That's why the apostles, that's why you think the apostles' doctrine was so important, because it was oral. It's what they spake, what they learned from God. They had Old Testament scriptures. That's what those scriptures were, Old Testament scriptures. What they said was, hey, we need a word from the Lord. Why do you think He said, how can they hear without a preacher? Because, brother, that's what they had to have to hear it. That's why the whole God would help us. Oh, God help us. Listen, friend. Listen, you can be reading the Scripture and you might just read it that day and get some thought. And the next day, not even open your Bible, and the Holy Ghost come up to you and says, I want to talk to you. That's right. He's done that driving down the road. Amen. Just the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know, I know y'all want to believe this. I said, Lord, I got to read my Bible. I said, I got to get something in my heart. He said, I don't want you to read it right now. That's what he said. I don't want you to read it right now. About 6 o'clock yesterday, and he said, time to get in now. Class is in session. Amen. I said, thank God. I'm just glad he invited me in. Amen. I'm just glad he invites me in, invites you in. Thank God. He says, go here. Go do this. Obey this. Just do this. Amen. I said, I know we got a Bible, but I sure like to hear his voice do it. Amen. That's right. And that's what Paul lived by. Read his life. Read his life. If it had been up to Paul, he'd have ran straight to Rome. He didn't. Read the whole chapter. He faced with a spirit of divination after this. Don't you think after he preached to Lydia, he probably thought in his mind, praise God, I hope it's all like this. The next time you see him, thank God he's being thrown in jail because he cast out a devil out of a woman that stole the money. It got the money, thank God, business away from them men that was using that woman. And before you know it, he's in the Philippian jail, striped, beat, singing, praising God. God shook the jail. Amen. He didn't go in there thinking God's going to do that. He just went in there rejoicing in God. And his lot was Christ, and that's all he had to have. Amen. Then God shook the jail. The jailer got saved. His household. All that in Philippi. Lydia and the jailer's houses got saved. Because somebody in Macedonia said, come over and help us. Come over and help us. I got some women meeting at prayer at the river need preached to. I got a man down there that's going to keep you in the jail that needs God. Amen. Who else got saved? We don't know. But we know there was others got saved. Amen. No doubt about it. Them women by the river, I believe, got saved. Amen. I believe their houses. And I believe God started, got a church there. Through that, brother, listen. I'm telling you, don't limit him in this morning. Praise God, don't limit him. In this time of sorrow, in this time of my friend, all that's going on, God, just rejoice and know him and listen to him and focus on him. Amen. Thank God, listen to him. Holy Spirit's grieved when we don't listen to Him. Right. Let's have prayer. Stand with me. Father, thank you, oh God.